but the ultimate in sin, beyond which you and I cannot go, is the sin of our culture today, this culture of death. It's to call evil good. Like killing little babies before they're born, it's called pro-choice. As though these folks are in favor of the exercise of free will. And their opponents are called, and I've seen this in the newspapers up north, anti-choice. They're against the exercise of free will. That's the terminology that's used. Killing us old people off is called euthanasia, or death with dignity. Oithanatos, good and beautiful death, is what it comes from in Greek. Or pornography. The multi-billion dollar industry in the United States today, which addicts close to 60 to 65% of the males in our country right now. Worse than drugs, alcohol, gambling, carbohydrates, anything. It affects the brain. Yes, its new name is freedom of speech. Homosexual marriages is described as alternate lifestyle and taught as such in some of our public schools. Alternate lifestyle. I think the Lord would call it something closer to the abomination of desolation. It can't get any worse than this. It's death. That's all it does is bring the end. You know, frequent confession is a good place to be challenged, ever so gently. A place to be encouraged. And many people need encouragement too. It's a wonderful place to get clarification on certain issues or to be reminded. And don't we all fall down in memory sooner or later? We just forget, or we think the law doesn't apply to us anymore. And clearly, to get grace and help from God in frequent confession that we're not going to get anywhere else. Maybe because of the humiliation to which we subject ourselves to in the admission that we have been wrong and we have done wrong. And our response to that is mea culpa, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Self-examination, which does not lead to confession, is useless. It's futile. It's even counterproductive. When I look into my heart and see good things there, the confession is praise and thanks to God. But when I look into my conscience and see the sinful and the selfish, my confession is through my fault, through my most grievous fault. And this is why our Holy Fathers, the Pope, have recommended confession so much. And to gain a plenary indulgence, by the way, it's an interesting qualification on the part of confession. You must go to confession within a span of 20 days before or within a span of 20 days after you want to gain that plenary indulgence. That's the latest time frame for confession. And this is by way of a rescript from the Holy See sent by the Church of Pittsburgh to the Holy See to get clarification on that time qualification for going to confession. Just know God always forgives if we're sorry. And how do you test your sorrow? By the firm purpose of amendment. That is the contrition that looks to the future. Meaning with God's help, I will not commit that sin again. And I will avoid the occasions of sin. Those persons, places, things, situations that I know from my previous experience easily pulled me into sin. That's all part of that firm purpose of amendment. To really point up the sincerity that our God expects of us when we receive that sacrament. I remember when I was 10 years old. This is like a confession to you. I was smoking. I had bought a pipe and pipe tobacco. 10 years old, 1938, I remember it so well. I still love the smell of pipe tobacco. I don't know what it is. Nobody ever was allowed to smoke in our house, not even my father. And my mother was about to marry my father. She insisted he give up smoking. And he used to raise tobacco from their farm down in West Virginia. But he wanted more than he wanted his tobacco, so he never smoked after that. But anyhow, this son of his took up the pipe. I even bought myself a 35-cent pipe. You know, 35 cents back in the Depression days was like a minor fortune. But I knew, I didn't know the fifth commandment so well, how it would harm my health. But I knew the fourth commandment, honor thy father and thy mother and their wishes. And if they would have caught me, they would have killed me.